This is Vatican News. Marking the International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking on the 8th of February, the Talita Kum Network is launching the Super Nuns Community that aims to raise funds for the sisters engaged in rescuing victims of trafficking and help them restore their lives. As Sister Patricia Murray, Secretary of the International Union of Superiors General, told Vatican Radio's Sister Bernadette Rees, thanks to a partnership between the Galileo Foundation, some popular street artists, and an international communications platform, the work of the Super Nuns will be illustrated for all to see, as will the great spirit of the survivors.
Super Nuns is an exciting new initiative of one of the projects of the UISG, which is the Talita Kum project, where sisters are working to rescue those who have been trapped in and trafficked to different parts of the world. And this is a project that grew out of a vision of John McCaffrey, who works for the Galileo Foundation. And he had friendships with the Edelman Company, which I think is a very large communications company in the United States. He was aware of their work and aware that every year they do something, they use their gifts and their resources for some social enterprise. And he suggested to them that they look at Talita Kum and the work of sisters worldwide against human trafficking. So Sister Gabriella Botani, who's the coordinator of Talita Kum, and myself, we travelled to meet the people of Edelman in New York. And together we saw a whole new possibility for making the work of Talita Kum known and making the whole, if you like, the issue of trafficking known worldwide to a new audience. So the idea of Super Nuns is using famous artists who are well known in the comic world to create some images of the work of sisters. And we're calling them Super Nuns because what they do is extraordinary work, very hidden work, quite dangerous work at times, but where they rescue victims, these would be women, men, children, and then shelter them. And then there's a process of rehabilitating and integrating them back into society. So these various images will be put on a platform, a social media platform. There's also a large wall in New York that has been covered with the first of these images. And I think an image speaks in a very particular way to everybody, but in particular, I think to younger people who are very aware of the whole world of comics and comic imagery.
So, why the choice of comic art, and why choose to launch a campaign in this way with the help of popular media?
Yeah. I think popular media is a whole new way of reaching out to people who wouldn't really maybe have ever met a sister, wouldn't know sisters, wouldn't know their work, or would perceive that their work is in the areas that we traditionally associate with sisters, like schools, hospitals, clinics. But there are thousands of sisters working in the whole area of trafficking and engaged in anti-trafficking campaigns and also rescuing and rehabilitation. And I think art brings is a creative way, and also artists can image things, image aspects of the work that perhaps the spoken word doesn't convey in the same way. So when you look at some of these images, you have to interpret them. Sometimes there are some words associated with the images, but the first image now is full of lots of different aspects and presents a sister or a nun in a particular way, and with a slogan, you know, saying Talita Kum is the way home. So it's conveying at a number of different levels and at a depth that the kind of rescuing that's done is not superficial. This is trying to bring the individual person home to himself or herself and also give them a future.
And the artists who are associated, how do they feel about partnering with Talitha Kumm?
I gather from Edelman that the artists were very excited. For some of them, this was a very new kind of venture. They had to listen to some of the stories and the work of the sisters before being able to image how they wanted to present this work or... And in a way, they're showing it at the level of the super nun, you know, in a sense, it images Superman, Superwoman. And it's not in a sense it's super in the sense of being daring, super in the sense of reaching places that were not reached in the past, and not super... In a sense, it's super in the way that it's calling for others to actually support this work. This can't be the work of just individuals or a whole network of sisters. It takes us, it calls on us really globally to support this initiative however we can, because we do need finances, we do need funds. To actually rescue a person requires, and particularly looking at the context of Africa or Asia, requires something like $2,000 to $10,000 for a rescue operation, because it's bringing somebody home to their own home country from somewhere they've been taken abroad. It's then giving them shelter for an extended amount of time, giving them the kind of treatment to recover from the horrors that they have suffered, and then educating them or giving them new skills so that they can be integrated back into society, and in some cases giving them a small amount of money to start an enterprise. So this is a multifaceted and quite a complex rescue and restorative operation. And I think when we look at Pope Francis talking about a culture of care, I think it's to these people who are the most vulnerable on the face of the earth that we're being called to care. And I really applaud the artists who have entered with us into this campaign, so we can let a whole new audience of people know that this work is happening within the Catholic Church and that they can be part of it. And that men and women of goodwill, Catholics throughout the world, can support this initiative. And just by pressing a button, you can contribute to the work and be part of something. And be assured that every penny you donate will go to the work on the ground.
And where can they go to press this button?
The name of the site is Patreon, and I think it's a very well-known site. It's an online membership-based platform, and the patrons can subscribe on this on the Patreon site to their favourite creators' pages, and I think they also get access to content by entering the site and by making their contribution. We will link it also to the social platform of Talitha Kumm, so that that those who are interested can link from Talitha Kumm to the Patreon platform. So please join us. Please be part of the worldwide community in making a difference and in helping the sisters to combat human trafficking.
That was Sister Patricia Murray, Secretary of the International Union of Superiors General, speaking there to Sister Bernadette Rees.